Welcome to FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know.
Number one.
Brandon Jones returning to Joe Gibbs Racing. For the fourth consecutive year, it will be Brandon Jones piloting the number 19 car for Joe Gibbs Racing in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Jones and JGR announced this on October 13th. Next year will mark Jones' sixth full-time season in the Xfinity Series, with the first two coming with RCR. In 166 starts entering Kansas Speedway, Jones has 4 wins, 3 coming in 2020, plus 18 top 5s and 66 top 10s. Currently, he is 6th in points, chasing his first series championship. For more on Brandon Jones returning to JGR, check out Kevin Rutherford's article, FrontStretch.com.
Number 2.
Entry list for Kansas. The NASCAR Cup Series, Xfinity Boys, and the Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series teams will be tackling the Kansas Motor Speedway mile and a half track on Saturday and on Sunday this upcoming weekend. Starts out with the Clean Harbors 200 at Kansas Speedway, 4 p.m. Eastern on Big Fox, not Fox Sports 1, but on Big Fox, 4 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. And on the entry list, there is 36 trucks for 40 positions, meaning all 36 will be making the race. Among the notable names, the debut of Haley Deegan in the number 17 truck for DGR Crosley. She'll be making her debut with Drew Blickensterfer on the call. Tim Fido, Kevin Harvick's spotter, will be spotting for her as well. Austin Wayne Self will be in the number 22. David Gravel will be driving for GMS Racing. Danny Bone will be in the 30. Josh Balicki in the number 33. Ryan Truex will be in the 40. Dawson Cram in the 41. Colin Garrett will be in the 44, Trevor Bain in the 45, Tim Vaines will be in the 49, Timothy Peters replacing Stuart Friesen in the 52, Parker Kligerman in the 75, Ray Ciccarelli in the 83 car as well on Saturday afternoon. On the NASCAR Xfinity side of things, there is 36 spots for 40 positions, meaning all 36 drivers will be making the race. Among the notable names, you have the 02 car will be driven by Brett Moffitt. David Starr will be in the number 07 car for SS Greenlight Racing. Timmy Hill will be in the number 13. Anthony Alfredo will be in the 21. Josh Rio will be in the 47. Steven Light will be in the 66. And Dexter Bean will be in the number 90, with Jesse Uwuji in the number 99. Last but not least, the 20th annual Hollywood Casino 400 at Kansas. 40 drivers for 40 positions, meaning all 40 drivers will be making the race. Among the notable names, Josh Balicki will be driving the 07 car for Tommy Baldwin Racing. Brennan Poole will be in the 15. J.J. Yaley will be in the 27. Chad Fincham will be in the 49 car. Joey Gase in the 51. James Davison in the 53. Timmy Hill in the 66. And Reed Sorensen will be in the 77. Coverage begins Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Eastern on Big NBC.
Number 3.
Utter Issues and Apology. Motorsports.com reporter Jim Utter has released a statement over his tweet from this past Sunday. Utter, a longtime reporter covering the sport for many, many years, tweeted more than once, hashtag anxiety Alex, as Alex Bowman expressed he was having anxiety inside of the race car on Sunday afternoon. Utter tweeted on Monday afternoon, and I quote, "Yesterday during the race, I tweeted a hashtag about Alex Bowman. I responded to what I thought was a humorous banter about anxiety between himself and his crew chief on the radio. I'd like to apologize to anyone who believed I was making light of mental health, which couldn't be further from the truth. Alex and I had a great conversation this afternoon in which I reiterated that to him." Alex Bowman also tweeted a little while after that statement was released. He says, and I quote, "Hey everybody, just wanted to say thanks for the support. Millions of people deal with anxiety and everybody handles it differently. It was a stressful week and I'm glad to be through it and focused on Kansas." Now, after the race on Sunday, Bowman also talked about his anxiety in a Zoom call with the media.
"For the majority of the week, and just being able to talk about something else and not being so caught up in a point situation, it's just tough, man. Like, you come to the Roval, stressful. It's a cutoff week, stressful. And you're surrounded in points by champions of the sport, extra stressful. You're trying to beat Kyle Busch. And it's going to rain. It's like, how many stressful elements can you add to one thing? So being able to talk about something else was definitely helpful this week, I feel like."
That is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. Like always, I am Brian Nolan. You can follow me on Twitter at TheBrianNolan. Follow us on Twitter at FrontStretch. Give us a rating and review, and you can check out FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop every Monday, Wednesday, Friday on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Or FrontStretch.com has all the latest on Stock Car Scoop and more. Once again, FrontStretch.com. From all of us here at FrontStretch, stay healthy, stay safe, continue to social distance, and when in public, wear a mask.